Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Good morning, Jesus 911 on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name is Ruben Nava. My partner, Jess Romero, is not with us today. He's out doing apostolic work, doing some power preaching, and I am so proud to be working with him and, have been given this platform to share the faith. And today we have two special guests with us, and they're going to talk to you about Catholic education and a new school that is going up in Southern California that I am so excited about. So my guests this morning are Lorena Felix and Judy Gutierrez. And I know Lorena from my home parish at San Segundo. We've talked on several occasions there, and we also had her brother on the show, too. It was about a year and a half ago. So, ladies, glad to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what we're going to do, let's just open with a prayer. Let's say the memorare, if we would. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Okay, ladies. So we're going to get into this. And let me just, this is from the link that you had sent me. And I just want to get people thinking like this. It's this, the PDF that you sent me about Imagine the Good Shepherd Academy. I think this is really good. A school where your student will come to know, love, and serve God. Imagine a school where the parents are considered the primary educators and are active partners in your student's school. Imagine a Catholic school that is aligned with the magisterium of the Roman Catholic Church. Imagine a school where your student will attend daily Mass and recite the Rosary. Imagine a school where your student will come to reverence and adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, thereby ensuring a love and appreciation for the real presence in the Eucharist. Imagine a school where your student will be embraced in a loving environment where virtue formation is taken seriously and virtuous behavior is encouraged and expected. Imagine a school where your students will be immersed in classical curriculum filled with classical literature, mathematics, history, geography, sciences, Latin, Spanish, and fine arts. And finally, imagine religion classes based on the catechesis of the Good Shepherd, the Baltimore Catechism, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and the Lives of the Saints. Wow, that's power-packed. These days, it's hard to imagine that Catholic education, unfortunately. But with us today, Judy Gutierrez and Lorena Felix. Tell us, ladies, how this came about. Maybe Judy, you could talk about the St. Monica's, because that's a gem in Southern California. Now, I know Terry Barber sent his children there, and he speaks highly of the school that you've been so involved with. So maybe we should start there.
Okay. Good morning, Ruben, and to all your listening audience. Thank you for joining us this morning. St. Monica Academy in Southern California. It's in Montrose, close to Pasadena, is a true treasure. We just celebrated our 20th year of operation. And it really came to be into being as a result of parents wanting to imagine, if you will, a school that's going to really raise up well-formed and well-informed students to become saints. And after 20 years, I think we can say that this is a tried and true method now. When we started 20 years ago, it was actually a leap of faith that brought us into being. But we can look at St. Monica as a model for the Good Shepherd Academy because, again, after 20 years, it's tried and true. We are graduating students who, if you look at how well they're doing academically, they're doing superbly well. They're going to top-notch colleges all across the country. including MIT, Stanford, UC Berkeley, NYU, if that is what you're seeking for your students. So we know that classical education does help form a student academically, morally, in good character, in order for them to really develop a love of learning, just for learning's sake. And we're not cramming information into a student only to be regurgitated on an exam or a final. Like, they're really taught, using this classical approach to education, how to think, how to speak, how to write. And it really shows up. It shows up, you know, through their high school years. And as they begin to interview at these colleges and compose their essays, they really stand apart. And then the other academic nod to St. Monica is that our students do extremely well in the SAT compared to the other Catholic schools in the area. So again, this is a tried and true method. And what we want to do for families who cannot travel to Montrose every day, they don't want to be on the freeways for 2 to 3 hours a day. We want to start the Good Shepherd Academy for those families who live in the Inland Empire or in the Pomona area. So using St. Monica Academy as a model, this school will seek, the Good Shepherd Academy will seek to continue the traditions that St. Monica has begun.
That's wonderful. Lorena, my question is, you're a product of Father Paul Marks, and I am really indebted to him, the way he led that the parish there for, I believe it was 20 years before his passing a few years ago. Was he in some way inspirational to you to get this this school started?
Yes, absolutely. Father Marks, as you well know, is still in our hearts, you know, our saintly priest, and he had a huge impact on many, many homeschooling families. That parish, it was like a welcoming home for homeschooling families. And Father Marks really instilled in our hearts a love for souls, and especially for taking care of our children, their innocence, protecting them from the onslaught that's out there in the culture right now. And we also saw the need for families that needed someone to come alongside them who possibly couldn't homeschool for whatever reason, or who just needed that assistance. And so that's what the Good Shepherd is hoping to do, to come alongside those families and, you know, be there as Father Marks was.
Lorena, how many children do you have? And have you been homeschooling your own children?
Yes, I do. I have 4 daughters, and I have been homeschooling for a little over 10 years now. Wow. And so I know the good, the beautiful, you know, the tried and true methods of homeschooling. And I also know the challenges too.
Yes. Yes. And this day and age when sometimes it's two income homes are sometimes the norm. It becomes very hard in many cases for people to homeschool. So, you know, I take my hat off to you. You know, as parents, we're the primary educators of our children. That's our responsibility. And one day we are going to be held accountable to our Lord and Savior when he asks us, you know, at the general judgment, hey, what did you do with those children I gave to you? They're my children, right? And that's awesome.
Yes. Some of our members, we actually know people who left their careers or their jobs because Father Marks instilled in them that they needed to be there for their children. And so they did become a one-income household for the love of their children and their family and protecting those little souls that God entrusted to us.
Yes. Judy, I believe, the other day I was invited on to a Zoom call with parents that are of potential students that are coming in, and I got to sit in, and I was quite impressed. I walked away with my just kind of chills, because we know the state of many of the Catholic schools in the church, unfortunately, It's sometimes very hard to distinguish them from, you know, public schools. And so we are very much in need of good Catholic education. Can you tell us what grades you're going to be offering at this school?
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Ruben. I think you're right in that. Well, first of all, the name of your radio show, Jesus 911. I think we are in a 911 moment right now.
Yes.
Looking at our culture and the small percentage of church-going Catholics who no longer believe in the real presence, who really struggle with that idea, and so instrumental in the forming of Good Shepherd Academy, just woven into the mission of this school is to bring students to know, to love, and to serve God. And how do we do that? By making Christ central. Central is our He is the teacher. He is the Good Shepherd. We know His voice, and we are leading His sheep to Him. Because as the driving principle of our school, in order to form saints, to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, we really want to really help bring them into a full knowledge of Him through the sacraments.
Amen.
Through going to daily Mass, through praying every day, and through weaving knowledge of Him throughout all the subjects, and not just religion 1 hour a day.
Okay, we hear the music. We will be right back on Jesus 911.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back. Where iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Today, it's not men. I have two women, two guests, two power-packed Catholic, on-fire Catholics that are starting an academy, a traditional academy that will really inspire and go, I believe, will lead children for many years to come. We're talking with Lorena Felix and Judy Gutierrez. And, I have friends that have that attended Catholic school. In fact, Jesse Romero can tell you himself. He attended 12 years of Catholic school, and he says that there was, you know, it didn't seem like it was much different than the public schools that were in the area because of the water, you know, the modernism and the watered down teachings that were put into play, and it's been that way for the last 50 or 60 years, and many people are leaving for homeschooling and are looking for an alternative, and there's kind of a standing joke, but maybe not so much, where they say, hey, the best way to inoculate your the best way to inoculate your children against the Catholic Church is to send them to Catholic school. And that's, it's kind of sad, but in many cases they come out and they lose their faith because of some of the things that are being taught. And tell us, ladies, about will the children be able to attend Mass? I think that's important, to be able to get the sacraments, at least once or a week, if not more. And
yes.
What's the
plan? Well, written into our actual mission statement is daily Mass and frequent reception of the sacraments, and really educating them. It's not just as to the beauty and reverence for the Blessed Sacrament, so that they know it's not just fulfilling an obligation or something mom and dad tells them to do, but they really come to have a personal understanding and relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. And we believe through that, and it's going to be, and we want daily Mass because, again, Christ is the center of this school. And I think what happens often in, unfortunately, many Catholic schools is that they fall into the trap of seeking academic success and having that track record. And they forget, and so then what happens is that they just try to fit Christ into their school, mm-hmm. rather than what we're trying to do is the opposite. He is central and our understanding of the human person that we are called to form and to educate. And, you know, the whole idea of the philosophy of Catholic education is based on that the human person is made in the image and likeness of God. And so, therefore, we begin there. We know then that grace builds upon nature. So we take a look at the whole person, the whole child, and from there, help them to form good virtue, good habits, good practice, a well-ordered mind. And we get that through learning Latin from young, because Latin has an innate ability to help a mind think when they're conjugating verbs and putting things in right order. And then exposing them to the beauty of the great works of literature and the great thinkers of Western civilization. And then we just tie it all up with a very rich sacramental life, and that is daily Mass and praying the Rosary and learning what it means to adore Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Learning how to pray and what a prayer life is so much more than just reciting rote words, but really speaking to God and asking Him for direction and guidance, and to know that He is our Abba, He is our Father, and He has given us the incredible and amazing salvation gift through Christ our Lord, who poured out everything for us. And so why not us pour out everything for Him and to live a life worthy of being His sheep, following Him? We also want to raise up good citizens, citizens of our country, who will be proud of our, with all its flaws and warts and imperfections, but to love their country and to raise up good citizens who be proud of and take care of and cherish the freedoms that have been handed down to us, but also to raise up citizens for their eternal life, to raise up saints for the glory of God. So that's really what has sparked and motivated the beginning of this school. We seek parents and families who want to come and join this journey and to walk alongside of us. We're very excited to spread this mission and to invite as many students and families who are also interested.
Lorena, a question for you. When are you anticipating this opening? What's the date of opening, I should say?
Since the beginning, we wanted to have a Marian feast for our opening, and September 8th is the date that we have chosen, which is the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we are extremely excited that God is working out this plan, and it's moving forward, and it will be launching and opening on that beautiful day.
That's great. And you'll be having if any of our listeners are hearing this and or want to be part of this, will there be another meeting that they could attend to get more information? Lorena?
Yes, absolutely. We thank anybody who is listening that is interested in joining or even just getting more information. We do have our website. It is all one word, thegoodshepherdacademy.org. That's our website. And we will have an in-person parent meeting. They can RSVP through our website, and it will be on June 16th. At 7 p.m. It will be in the Pomona area, and we will be happy to give them the location when they RSVP.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Judy, now you were talking the other day about a potential school site in the city of Pomona, California. Are we at liberty to mention where at this point, or is still the details being worked out?
So thank you, Ruben, for mentioning that. So a little teaser, go to our website and we will put the announcement very soon, hopefully tomorrow. But we're going to be signing a lease agreement. And once that lease agreement is signed, then we are at liberty to acknowledge our location.
Okay.
But it is a parochial school that has lost much of its enrollment. Mm-hmm. And they're closing their doors, unfortunately. So this is, you know, I think it was my mother once said, you know, when you pray to Saint Joseph, put on your seatbelts because things start to happen. And so we've been in prayer, novena to Saint Joseph, and God is good always. And, you know, the gift of, you know, the unfortunate situation where one school's closing, but it opened up an opportunity for our school to begin again and in that location. So in a lot of ways to resurrect, because we are resurrection people, right?
Yes.
To resurrect this school that is connected to a church that has facilities that will be the birthplace of our school, classrooms and fields and, you know, access to the church that's on the same grounds and a beautiful hall for our use. So he also, St. Joseph also brought to us an incredible headmaster who will also be announced at the next parent meeting, which is June 16th in the Pomona area. And again, come to our website tomorrow and you'll be able to see the location, plain for all to see. And also you'll be able to meet our headmaster at our June 16th parent meeting and take a tour of the school site and available to answer any more questions. And you'll be able to see our curriculum and, you know, and just coming together as a community of believers who seek, you know, the mission of following the Good Shepherd.
Yes. Tell us about the, that you're going to have a chaplain involved with the school. So how will that work? And are you at liberty to mention who it is?
So we do have a spiritual director who is a priest, and he's a priest in the Diocese of San Bernardino. Mm-hmm. His name is Father Gino, and he has been given permission to act as our spiritual director.
Oh, great.
Now there's some faculties that he'll have to get in order to come and say mass at our locations, because Pomona is in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
Yes.
But he has been given permission by his pastor to help spiritually guide us, which absolutely is so necessary when we come together to form a school such as this, that we want to, you know, a holy Catholic priest to also be guiding us through the process. And also the pastor at this parish is very much on board with our mission. And we seek to walk alongside him and support him in his efforts at revitalizing his parish, as well as the school that's connected to his parish. So we are definitely in communion with the mission of the Catholic Church in educating students.
Oh, okay.
To build up the kingdom of God, because we all share that mission.
I couldn't think of a finer spiritual director than the Holy Priest, Father Gailey. He's just a gem, just a loving heart, and it just exudes from him, you know, and his being. You can see that he had a good formation as you know, from parent, probably good parents, and most that's where you know, our priests and our religious are. They come to be because of holy families, and so as parents, we need to become holy so that we could foster that openness or that desire to the religious life as well. And I just love Father Gailey, so that was a good choice there.
We've been saying since day one that this is God's church. He is the shepherd leading this church. And we've also been asking Father Marks for his intercession for this project, because we feel that he is heavily involved in inspiring. Yeah. And interesting thing is that we did not know Father Gailey. None of us did.
Oh.
And he came to us through a homily that he gave at San Secundo. He said he was Father Marks's, Father Marks was his spiritual director.
Yeah.
And so we immediately knew that we needed to contact him. And we did, and lo and behold, we find out that he is thrilled to be a part of this project. We find out that he was a homeschool, you know, student himself. And it's beautiful how God is putting all the pieces together that we could have never imagined. Mm-hmm.
I believe I was at that same mass. I don't know if it was he filled in for the priest who does the traditional Latin mass. And I don't know if Father Gailey was trained in it in the academy. I'm from a law enforcement background, so no, from the seminary. But we hear the music. Ladies, are you free to stay on at least another segment? We get
sure,
to
sure.
talk to. Okay, awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
We'll be right back listening to Jesus 911. We're talking about the Good Shepherd Academy. Don't want to miss this. More information.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911. We're talking to special guest Judy Gutierrez and Lorena Felix. They are from the Good Shepherd Academy that is going to be starting up this September. You don't want to miss it if you're in the Southern California area. Make sure you get the information that you need if you have students anywhere from K through 12. And we are going over some of the things that will be taught there, the curriculum and whatnot. And you're going to, you know, I sat through a parent meeting and I was blown away by what I was hearing. So Judy, could you just tell us if some of the, you know, the classical things that you're going to be teaching and what some of the kids will be learning there. It's obviously it's a tried and true method that you've used sure. at St. Monica's.
Sure. I think, Ruben, part of what you're saying that you're blown away by what you're hearing, I think so many parents, so many students, especially given what we've gone through with the last, I don't know, couple of years with the pandemic and being locked down and being shut in the home and so much screen time as a means of education,
yes.
I think time has come. It is a Jesus 911 moment. Time has come to come alive again and to be filled with all the truth and the goodness and the beauty that has that does come alive for our students through a classical approach to education. And so, again, we've been praying to all along. This has been nothing but a prayer-filled project from the beginning. But very specifically to the Holy Family, the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and Jesus as a Good Shepherd to guide us each and every step of the way. So we have selected a curriculum. It's called Memoria Press. And also we'll be using the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, which Lorena can speak more about. But religion also through the Baltimore Catechism and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. But the beauty of a classical curriculum is such that the children are meant from early on to engage the mind and to be filled with things that call their mind into good order according to developing the whole person, the whole human person. Initially in the elementary, the younger grades, like grades K through about fifth grade, they will be taught along rote memorization, like through poetry, through music, through chants, through mathematics, basic history facts. And we connect all that with in the model of through art and through just the beauty of what, you know, God's creation brings to us. So through music, through art, through visual means, so it's a multi-sensory education. And then when they get into the middle school years, we really focus on logic and helping their brains to ask the questions and to, you know, to form the answers. And then the high school years, they will be taught the idea of debate and rhetoric and building upon those strengths of good ordered mind, asking the logical questions, and then seeking the truth through debate and discussion. And so we will be using a Socratic method of operation, a pedagogy in the high school. But they have to go through all those scaffolding steps before they can get to that level of engagement in high school. But what we're seeing, and we know, and these schools have popped up all across America, is what we're seeing students who are fully engaged in their education. They're developing a love of learning for learning's sake. And they're learning how to, again, speak well, write well, you know, have adult-like conversations because they're always questioning and wanting more and seeking truth. It's really a beautiful experience. And I think kids are hungry for that. They're hungry for truth. Parents are wanting to see this in their children, where they're not having to browbeat them to get in the car to get to school on time, but really to be fully engaged in their own education.
Outstanding. Lorena, do you want to speak on that, on the curriculum as far as the classical approach that you're using?
Yes, absolutely. So we are going to incorporate the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Like almost over 7 years ago, I took the training for this Montessori hands-on approach to teaching religion. And I didn't know why. I mean, I was maybe being a little bit selfish, thinking, oh, I could use it with my kids in our homeschool. I really did want to bring it to people, but I didn't know in what capacity I could do that. And thankfully God opened the door. I was a catechist at a parish that had an atrium. It's a special dedicated space, specifically inviting the child to this sacred space where they get to work with materials that that allow the Holy Spirit to work with that child who already has that in them, already has a desire, a yearning, an opening for God and for His holiness. And I can show a bit of the materials. I know our listening audience will not get to see them, but for example, the altar materials, the children get to, we teach them how to set up an altar. And these are all miniature sizes. They learn all the names of, for example, the chalice. Okay. They learn the names of the paten. And we make it very reverent when we tell the children what these beautiful things are, how they're used. And then the children themselves get to come and work with this material on their own. And they have that one-on-one time with God and themselves. We light candles for them. They get to pray. And I'll share a little story about a six-year-old boy.
Yes.
In one of our atriums. And he just brought me to tears. So this is where the children become our teachers. He drew a picture of the altar scene that he had been working with for 3 years in the atrium. So he drew the crucifix above the altar, drew the altar linens, and he put the paten and drew it in the middle of the altar below the crucifix. And he asked me for help drawing the chalice. And so I was going to draw it next to the paten. And he said, no, put it over here off to the side of the altar, kind of like in the corner. And so I did, and I drew it for him. And then I let him be, have his time, you know, with the Holy Spirit. And then he came and showed me what he finished drawing. And I got choked up. I had tears because he drew blood coming down from the side of our Lord's wounded side into the chalice. So that's why he wanted it on the side. And I just thought, this little boy gets it.
Yes.
He really understands.
Awesome. Great story. That is, that's heartwarming. That's awesome that, you know, that children, they want to be challenged, you know, just like we talk on the show, for men, you know, a lot of the men are absent in the parish. If you go to any church, you're probably looking at about 3/4 of them, of the parishioners are women. And so we ask, why, where are the men? You know, the men have to be a big part of the child's upbringing. We have to be the spiritual directors. So will there be any education like that for the parents, some direction for us? Anyone, you want to answer that? Anyone, Judy or Lorena?
Yes, absolutely. Because I really think so much we need of, we're really here to help the parents, mother and father, and the families to help raise up their children in the way that they should go. So, but in a very practical sense, we also need families to walk alongside us in the formation of their children. And with that, we expect to do lots of parent formation as well. Not that we're here to, you know, impart this wonderful wisdom, but to get them excited about not only what their students are learning, but how they, you know, we are all called to build up the church and to build the kingdom of God. And we really need very much engaged, enthusiastic parents, fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, to really walk alongside us too. We've got lots of projects to be done at on the campus. We need to we need to beautify the site in which, you know, if we expect to teach our students along the ways of truth, goodness, and beauty, we need to present to them a beautiful learning environment. So we really need dads to get in there hands-on alongside our wonderful headmaster who has these wonderful plans to refresh and bring alive again the school site. So we need, this is, will be a working summer, and we really want dads to step in. And also parent formation, you know, if we, we'll be having a speaker series. So once a month, we will be bringing in guest speakers to really help form all of us. You know, we are always in the mode of learning and receiving and understanding. And, you know, the first and foremost, the most important task of a Catholic school is to maintain its Catholic identity. Yeah. And so none of us can fall asleep and rest on our laurels. You know, we are always constantly learning and growing, you know, to become more in tune sheep to so that we can recognize our shepherd's voice and to follow him. So yes, absolutely. We will be doing parent formation as along with the academic formation and moral formation of their students.
Oh, it reminds me of the show The Dog Whisperer with where he comes out to the home and people I'm forgetting his name now, but we're a big dog family, so I know that the dog whisperer comes out and he says he's here to teach, he's here to train the owners of the dogs, you know, that you talk about formation of the parents. Well, you know, I think that thought came to mind. The dog whisperer's out there. He says, I'm here to teach you so that you can teach them and the dogs, you know. And so you're going to give the parents some formation so that they, you know, they, when they go home, you know, they're continuing that education in the home. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
So we walk alongside each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, God promises us both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that those who seek him will find him. And so we are walking together, seeking and looking and finding. But also we have to remember that it's so important that we, as parents, as the ones responsible and as formators responsible for bringing children to faith in Christ, that we also must have a living faith in Christ. It's not enough just to drop and go.
Yeah. Ladies, you see how fast the segments go. I still want to ask you about the funding. So can you, you still good to stay on?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Yes. Thank you so much.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back. A special guest, Lorena Felix and Judy Gutierrez from the Good Shepherd Academy in Southern California, and we'll be starting up in the Pomona area, which is about, for those of you who are not from this area, it's about 30 minutes east of Los Angeles. And in the Los Angeles diocese, in fact. And ladies, I wanted to ask you about the funding. And is this school in any way associated with the diocese, or is this, you know, is it private?
So we are a fully independent, private classical academy teaching in the tradition of Catholic education. So we are not receiving any subsidies or under the auspices of the Archdiocese in any way, which means it is parent supported and donor dependent. So we are seeking benefactors who are interested in our mission to walk alongside of us and to financially support us, because we see a great need for this type of school. But we need help, right? We need to be able to hire the best faith-filled Catholic, practicing, fully committed Catholic teachers we can find. Again, I mentioned our headmaster who came to us from the Norbertines in Orange County, California. They recommended him to our school. His name is Mr. Mark Dwyer. And again, he sought us out because he heard of what we want to do, and he is completely, you know, committed to our mission. So another gift of Saint Joseph, right? So we are praying again to Saint Joseph to bring forth helpers, financial helpers. If all of your listeners could if they like what they're hearing about this type of school, want to support us, even though they're not able or they don't have children to send or they're not able to send children, if they could commit to sending us $50 on our website, thegoodshepherdacademy.org. We have a donate button there. And I reminded of Mother Angelica when she started EWTN. I mean, she literally started in a garage and had very little resources. And she just kept praying to St. Joseph and kept asking. And so our challenge always is to ask, which is always a really kind of awkward, difficult thing to do. But because we so believe and are confident in the mission of this school, this is God's school. And he brought it into existence and he will help us maintain it. But we need help. We need help.
Yes.
So we would really appreciate any amount, actually, that anyone is able to give, whether you live in Australia or India or on the East Coast or right here in local Southern California. All dollars matter.
And Lorena, are you also looking for people with special talents or anything of that nature?
Yes, absolutely. We are looking for strong, committed Catholics who are willing to share their talents and their gifts. And in this beauty, you know, the Catholic Church has so many beautiful treasures to share. And a lot of times, that's why we also want to do the parent sessions, because it's such a beautiful thing, you know, to offer to the families. A lot of times we don't know what our beautiful church offers. And for someone to unravel those treasures for us and unwrap them before our eyes, and then being able to share that with children. So if there's any talented people, please contact our website as well. As mentioned, thegoodshepherdacademy.org. We would love to hear from you.
Great. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Deuteronomy 6:5-7 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. The scriptures are full of passages that instruct us to bring up our children in the faith and teach them to love and serve God. And I know that I think in my show notes it says here, if Jim Caviezel, if you're listening, please contact us. We need help. you know, I was at Father Marx's funeral in Rancho Cucamonga, and I did see Jim Caviezel, the actor. For those of you who don't know the actor who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. And if you didn't know, he's a committed Catholic, and he was a friend of Father Marx's. So that was pretty inspiring to see that. And and is there anything else, ladies, that you'd like to share that maybe I haven't asked you?
Well, first of all, Raymond, we just so appreciate, again, through the work of St. Joseph, this time sharing with you what the Good Shepherd Academy seeks to build.
Judy, let me just interrupt. I just finished the consecration to St. Joseph May 1st, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yes. Another gift. And so our school is consecrated to St. Joseph as well, and we also did the consecration prayers and have been praying to him all along. And as a good father, he is really helping us, supporting us, providing for us. But he keeps us in prayer, and he keeps us faithful to making the ask, right, and to trusting him. And so I like to say that this whole journey in building the Good Shepherd Academy has been a living out of an act of faith in that God instilled in us this mission and that he wanted this school to be built. Mm-hmm. And so we are actively working that out every single day. But it's also an act of hope and trust in his providence, that he will provide, that he will provide the resources, the monetary resources, that he will bring people out to want to support us, either by sending their children to our school, supporting our activities, or going to simply to our website and clicking on that donate button, and any amount. I mean, $10 is even an encouragement that we are on the right path, and that we have full trust and hope in that he will bless our generosity and the generosity of our donors and our benefactors. But it's also a living act of love, love of souls, love of forming children to know, love, and serve God, so that they may know him not only here as they walk on the earth, but also for all eternity. But we really need to be partnered with people who believe in what we're trying to do, and they're willing to stand by us with their financial contributions. And, you know, and we ask this in all humility, because it is difficult to ask others for money, especially coming out of a pandemic when so many people financially are hurting and have hurt, and maybe are still seeking work. But we're reminded of the widow's mite. And we're reminded that God always, always is faithful, you know, to those of us who are cheerful givers, and who will stand with us to build up his kingdom, to build up his school, to follow the good shepherd. So that's really from the bottom of our hearts. And that is right now what we need more than anything in order to launch on the Blessed Mother's birthday.
That's great.
And we need to be ready to pass that torch down to the next generations, because we need to form these children with, you know, the beauty of our church, the knowledge, the to know, love, and serve God, and then hand that down to the next and the next.
Yes, and that example you were sharing earlier, Lorena, about learning the different things, the chalice, the paten, the things on the altar, and most likely the priest, the you know, his stole,
the vestment, yes,
things like that. So. Mm-hmm. With daily mass, I would imagine some of the young boys can learn to serve at the altar, and from there we get you know, priestly vocations from our altar servers. And
yes.
Now, are you going to make this exclusively Catholic, or if they're, let's say, their parents that are from a different Christian community, will they be allowed to come in? I know typically in Catholic schools they take in anybody from any background. But have you thought about that?
Yes, I can respond to that. Thank you, Ruben, for that question. So the gospel is open and free to all. Mm-hmm. But what we will do, every family who is seeking Catholic education, we will speak to them. They will go through the admissions process. If they are not, if they don't have the same faith tradition as us, we will be very carefully vetting those families to make sure that when they come and enroll their students, they will adhere to and want to know and grow in the mission of the school, but they will adhere to the practices. So we're unapologetically Catholic.
Oh, great.
If they are attracted to that on some level, they must be to come. But we don't dilute, we don't defray, we don't compromise the principles of our Catholic faith. I know the trouble that many Catholic schools get into when they have a growing percentage of non-Catholics. So you really, what I tell our board is that we have to be married to our mission of the school, that nothing breaks that. And every decision that we make, whether it is an admission decision, a curriculum decision, a hiring decision, we align that up and take a look at how does that work within the structure of our mission of the school. And if it falls outside the mission, then that's a simple answer. No.
Yeah.
Because we cannot compromise. This is God's school, and we've committed to that.
Amen. So in conclusion, you know, I would just say that leading the way to the re-implementation of Catholic classical education, you know, we want to cultivate what's most human in our children, habits of mind and dispositions of the soul, habits of wonder, memory, attention,
yes,
and thought that are integral to, you know, the being fully human and happiness in God. And so a Catholic classical liberal arts education model allows for students to flourish by inspiring curiosity and compelling them to pursue the truth. It sees students as children made in the image and likeness of God, thereby affording them the dignity they deserve. So we want to rebuild Christendom, ladies, and right. I really applaud you for what you're doing to help Catholic families and Catholic children, and leading the way, you know, leading out front, being at the tip of the spear. That is so powerful. Thank you so much for being with us. Can you give us that website one more time, Lorena?
Yes, absolutely. It's thegoodshepherdacademy.org. And just like Virgin Most Powerful has stepped out in faith, so have we. And thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Judy. And Lorena will be talking. God bless you. If there's some way I could help in some way, I will be there.
God bless you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much, Ruben.
You're welcome.
And God bless your efforts at the radio station.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Jesus 911. We are out. We are 10-7. Stay tuned for Hands-On Apologetics with Jerry Mishuda from the Midwest Command Center. We are out.